have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. How was your weekend? How was your little weekend? I hope you had an amazing little weekend. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And I do have a brand new biblical question that the Lord gave into me this morning. Right now, as a matter of fact. Amazing. I'll get to that in a minute. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you have to run around this morning or this afternoon or in some parts of the world, it's already Tuesday. You got to run around. You just can't sit and watch the show. You can podcast and still listen on your phone anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's amazing. Amazing. Not only is it amazing that it's Monday, because rainy days and Mondays always build me up. It's also amazing because even though we take all calls, Mondays, and we love the ladies, Mondays is female or are females? Mondays
are female Mondays. Or Monday is female Monday.
Monday is female Monday.
This is a man in this country, and I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I
had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-7753-773. Amazing. So, I have a brand new biblical question, but last week, biblical question we dealt with in the fellowship yesterday. And fellowship, oh Lord, was amazing for those who want to overcome, to know thyself. was amazing. And thank you all yesterday for the 36th birthday wish of Bond, my nonprofit Bond. 36 years this month. And for the young man and his wife who made a sweet potato pie. Oh, Lord, that sweet potato pie was so good, it made you want to smack your mama. It was so good. So thank you for all the well wishes and the birthday cards for Bond. I do appreciate it. So we dealt with the biblical question last week of why does violence happen? Why does it happen? And it really happened because you're unconscious. And the feedback I got for it was right on the money about it. You're unconscious. Conscious people, meaning those men and women who are present with God, with the truth, does not commit violence. It just doesn't happen. It would be impossible. And if the whole world, if everybody on the planet were to return to the presence, return home to the Father, all wars, all violence, all insecurity, all doubts, all fears, all loneliness, all cries, all the tears, all the past, all the future would disappear. And there would be peace on earth. It would just be peace on earth instantly. Isn't that amazing? Conscious people, meaning people with the mind of God who are present, does not commit violence against himself or anyone else. Amazing, huh? Wake up. No more sleeping in bed. And you're never gonna know this until you start to look within. And live from within. You got to live from within. There's no way around it. You can study the Bible till the cows come home. You can whatever until the cows come home. But if you don't look within and live from within, it's all in vain. A waste of time. Such a sad way to live. Amazing. So, the last week, biblical question was amazing. The feedback was amazing. People are paying attention. There are a lot of people who are starting to pay attention to themselves. I'm reminded of a story I heard. And it's not my story. I heard it, and it was interesting. This friend... This person had a friend who lives on top of a mountain. And this friend that lives on the mountain, he was very, very rich. Very rich. Richer than I can explain. More than I can explain. And the reason he was so rich was because he dug into the mountain for years. Even when he didn't feel like digging anymore, he dug anyway. Even when the thoughts and the people around him told him, you're wasting your time. Why all these years you still digging into that mountain? And he dug when he didn't feel like digging. He dug even when a party was going on. He wanted to go to the party, but digging in the mountain was more important to him. He dug when people said, you're wasting your time. He did it anyway. And he struck gold. And he struck so much gold. He got so much gold that it served him a lifetime. He was rich, more richer than you can imagine. And so his friend said to him, hey, buddy, how can I get rich? He went up to visit him at the mountain one day. And he said, how can I get that rich? And his friend said, see that mountain over there? You got to dig into it to find the gold. And you will find, but you got to dig. and 100% sure you're going to find gold, but you got to dig for it. And no matter what happens, rain, storm, snow, ice, you can't have to miss parties or whatever. You got to dig for it, and you will get it. But if you don't dig for the gold, you're not going to find anything. And woe to the man or the woman who does not dig for the gold. You're not going to find anything, and you would have died a wasted life. A wasted life. And so time went by, and for a while the guy, the friend, didn't dig. And he found no gold. He found no gold. He didn't dig for any. He was too lazy or made up some type of excuses. Oh, it's too hard. Look at all those hard rocks. I got to dig through those rocks. That's too rough. I don't have that kind of time or energy or whatever. And his friend told him, okay, if you don't dig, you're not going to find anything. Or if you start and stop, you're not going to find any gold at all. And the point, the moral to the story is that the kingdom of heaven is within us. And if you don't go within the end and live from the king, dig inside of the kingdom within, you're never going to find the gold. You will never find the kingdom of heaven, the perfect peace. You can look outside, up and down, read books, lift up holy hands, sway back and forth, cry, complain, blame. You do everything. And you have had a lost and sad life and never understood why you were on earth. But if you did for the goal, no matter how long it take, how rough it get, what you miss, you did for the goal within, you will find it, and you will have everlasting life. So it's up to you. Amazing story, though. I'm using the word I because I want to make this point. 37 years ago, I was lost, completely lost, like everybody else. I was going to church, a different church, not my own. I was paying tithes. I would lift up holy hands. I would participate, I would volunteer in the church. I would do whatever I could. I went Wednesday night and sometimes Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I didn't find anything because I had never been told where to look. I was told read the Bible, pray in tongues, lift up holy hands, do this and do that, look here and look there. And I was still miserable. I still had fear. I still had worry. And nothing was changing. But I was doing what they said to do. And for a minute, when they first tell you, feel good. But that feeling disappeared. And reality sets in again that you're still lost. And so one day I asked the Spirit of Truth, what's wrong with me? I was dating. I would have buku women. And it could never satisfy me. So I finally asked, what's wrong with me? I'm doing everything I've been told to do, and it's not working. And the Spirit of Truth allowed me to see that I had anger. But I didn't know I resented. I resented my mother, who had tried to turn me against my father. And I didn't know it because I had that what they call love, but that love was hate. Whatever you love, you hate. Have you noticed that? I really want you to pay attention to that. Whatever or whomever you love, you hate. And so I didn't know that until then. And when he allowed me to see that, I went and forgave. And I was shaking in my boots, like nothing going north. But I did it anyway because I knew I had to do it in order to be free. I did it, and lo and behold, freedom came. And then other things start to be revealed to me from within, things that I had to overcome. And it's just been amazing ever since. There are no words to express how amazing it is, really. But I had to dig, and I still dig. I had to dig into the mountain for 37 years so far. And still digging in that mountain. But the goal is beautiful. It really is. So I, do what you want, but I encourage you to do for those who want to be free. You got to dig into self. You got to look within and live there and dig and dig and dig. And I don't care. And people are like, how long is it going to take? This is too rough. This is too hard. It's taking too long. It's too painful. Never say that again. Just dig. However long it takes, he or she who endures to the end will receive the goal, receive the prize. But you got to endure. And then there will come a time when you won't have to endure no more. You will just live. All right. For those who want it, those who don't, okay. You poo-poo it off, laugh about it, and stay in your misery and cry at night. For those men and women who do want it, you can go within and dig in that mountain and just dig at night. And you will receive the goal. Brand new biblical question. Now, this question, and by the way, if you missed yesterday's fellowship, I highly encourage you, for those who want to overcome, not for everybody, but for those who want to overcome and be free, I highly recommend that you podcast yesterday's fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right. Brand new biblical question is a doozy. And this is a serious question that I really want to know. I want to know, did you ever see, have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? Oh, no, that's not in here. Coming down where?
On a sunny day.
Oh, on a sunny day?
Yes.
I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on a sunny day? Oh, that makes sense. What the? You black. Brand new biblical question. Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Y'all have heard that, right? Over and over and over again. Did Jesus ever say that? You must accept him to be born again. You hear the Christians saying it all the time. You must accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and believe that he died on the cross and that he died and he born and rose again and be born again. I'm like, what the? Did Jesus say that? Did Jesus say it? Amazing question, huh? I want to know, did he say that? Don't forget to like these videos, by the way. A spiritual battlefield, and it's going to get worse. Human beings are evil, and hell is on earth. Inside of human beings, human nature, human beings, there's no good in human beings. You can bank on that. And it's going to get worse. It's a spiritual battle. All lost people think it's a physical battle. Blind people think it's physical. But it's spiritual. And it's going to get worse. Here's proof. Some of you may have heard about this 21-year-old from North Carolina, identified as a man who was shot and killed outside Mar-a-Lago. ABC News, a North Carolina man, authorities allege was carrying a shotgun and a gas canister was fatally shot outside of Mar-a-Lago. Watch this from ABC News.
We're learning that an armed man was shot and killed outside of the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida. Now, the president is here at the White House in Washington over the weekend. He is not in Mar-a-Lago. We have learned new details from a press conference with the Palm Beach County Sheriff, who said that at 1:30 a.m., the security detail detected an individual had made his way into the inner perimeter of Mar-a-Lago. A deputy and two Secret Service agents went to the area to investigate. They confronted a man carrying a gas can and a shotgun. He was ordered to drop them. He put down the gas can and raised the shotgun to a shooting position. According to authorities, at that point, the deputy and two Secret Service agents fired their weapons. Authorities say the man died at the scene. According to law enforcement officials, the man who was fatally shot has been identified as Austin Tucker Martin, a man in his early 20s.
Amazing, huh? If this is true, what do you think possessed him to do something like that, or even attempt to do something like that? The same thing that possessed you to hate your neighbor. The same thing that possessed you to want revenge. The same spirit that caused you to believe that there's a you. The same spirit that caused you to want to commit suicide. The same spirit that caused you to hate your neighbor. The same spirit that caused you to blame somebody else for anything. The same spirit that caused you to look for love or to believe getting married and having children is the answer. Or same spirit that caused you to change your body parts and tell you that you're a male, a female, and now you're male, or male, and now you're female. Same thing, no different. Situation, different. But spirit that caused it, the same. It's the same spirit that caused you to be shy or have fear, no different. Isn't that amazing? Situation, different, but the same spirit. And it's only got to get worse. But it don't have to be worse for you if you live from within. If you have love and not hate, you can't have both. And love is not an emotion. If you think you got emotional mama's love, you lost. Watch Sullivan. So that was in North Carolina. I want to show you this interview. Short soundbite. And really want your feedback on this one. I want your thoughts on this interview between a 13-year-old stabbed by allegedly a black guy and Laura Ingram. We played this last week of this young man, they said, was walking around with his family, and some black guy ran up to him and, according to the report, and tried to slash his throat, young white male. And it happened by a black man. I told you white people are under genocide, but you won't believe that either. And this happened down in Florida, I believe. Well, this guy was being interviewed and his family on Fox News. Fox News host Laura Ingram speaks to the 13-year-old Sullivan Clark and his family about the violent attack. Ingram Engel, right? I don't know why they keep putting it twice. They said Lord Ingram. Well, you got to say Ingram Engel at the end. What's up? But anyway, Wes Sullivan and his mother response when Ingram asked if he had situation awareness, situational awareness after the stabbing. Wes is from Fox News.
Sully, you know, you're a student, you know, you're just a regular kid, and this happens to you. Does this change the way you feel when you're walking on the street now? I mean, are you looking over your shoulder, not looking down at your phone so much, looking around, situational awareness, as they call it?
I mean, I think, yeah, but I don't think it should have to be like that, you know? Like, it's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Lori, Mom, I bet you are projective
Mama
Bear.
Yeah, we don't know. Yes, of course. I mean, he was only 11 feet away from me when this happened, maybe 12 feet. It's absolutely horrifying. And he's had nightmares. We don't know. Hopefully we are fine, and there's nothing more to come. And his little brother, who's 11, who saw everything as well, seeing his brother's neck split open, you know, there might be some trauma, and we're very upset.
When she said that he's had a nightmare, he looked at her like, what the? Somebody, the boy looked like, I ain't had no nightmare. What the? Isn't that amazing? He looked at her as though he had not had a nightmare. And why don't they let the father speak anyway instead of the mother? You know the mama gonna dramatize everything. And it's so easy. And I don't know if the boy have a nightmare or not, but it's easy for women to lie about stuff like that. They're just making up in their own head. They have a nightmare because of their own. And I don't know if the boy, but the boy indicated he did not have a nightmare. Can we play that one more time? Watch this boy's face. And keep it close up if you can.
Sully, you know, you're a student.
Why would your mama say you had a nightmare?
You know, you're just a regular kid, and this happens to you. Does this change the way you feel when you're walking on the street now? I mean, are you looking over your shoulder, not looking down at your phone so much, looking around, situational awareness, as they call it?
I mean, I think, yeah, but I don't think it should have to be like that, you know?
Right on.
Like, it's kind of dumb.
See how the boy not making a big deal?
Mom, I bet you are projective
Mama
Bear.
Yeah, we don't know. Yes, of course. I mean, he was only 11 feet away from me when this happened, maybe 12 feet. It's absolutely horrifying. He's had nightmares. We don't know. Hopefully we are fine, and there's nothing more to come. And
like,
his little brother, who's 11, who saw everything as well, seeing his brother's neck split open, you know, there might be some trauma, and we're very upset.
Women love being upset. What the? The boy like, what the? I wonder if it's true or not. When they got home, did they yell at that boy for making her look stupid on camera? I don't know if that's the father sitting there like a knot on a log. He was like, woman, what are you talking about? And they just tell all your business. How does she know? She don't even, if the boy had a nightmare, he didn't seem to be thinking much about it. She just told all his little business. Telephone, telegraph, tell a woman.
Steve,
three ways of communication. Back in a moment.
How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Welcome back, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. We put out a newsletter at least three times a year, and if you would like a free copy, it's no charge for you. You can sign up right now by going to rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. RebuildingTheMan.com/subscribe. You don't want to miss it. All right? And don't forget to like the videos. And for personal shout-outs, I will do them for you. Whatever the shout-out is, birthday, anniversary, congratulations, encouragement, whatever. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. And CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson, whatever the occasion is. All right. Amazing. And the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake. You don't want to miss the Hake Report.com/JesseLeePeterson from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And the American Anchor Baby right after the Hate Report on fire. You don't want to miss that one either. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Let me go to first time caller TJ out of Michigan. TJ, you are on the air.
Hello, sir. I was just calling because I have this friend named Elias, and he has a really bad drug problem. It's getting so bad where he's not too physical.
Come back to your phone, TJ.
Yes, sir.
You say what now?
Yes, sir. I have a friend named Elias. You know, he has a really bad drug problem. You know, it's gotten really bad where he has physical altercations with his mom. He got kicked out of school. Me and my friend have tried for multiple years now to help him. And I guess really the only reason why I'm calling is just trying to see if you have any advice on what me and my friend should do to help this kid out. Yeah. He's a really good person. And I don't want to just leave him alone because I kind of feel bad for him.
And why do you feel bad?
It's just because I've known him for so many years now, and it's right. Just like I don't want to see him end up on the street.
But why you don't want that when that, he may want that? Why are you stopping him from doing what he want to do?
Because it's just not the right way in life.
It may be the right way for him.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
Yeah, let him, don't judge him. You can suggest to him that if he want to be free of all that, he got to forgive his mother for screwing him up. His mother has recreated him in her image, and he's very angry at her, and that's what causes him to want the drugs because he's trying to make himself feel better. He has so many conflicts on the inside, and then his father won't protect him from the mother, and so tell him to forgive his mother that she is wrong for what she's done to him. But if he forgive her, don't ask her for forgiveness. Forgive her, God will forgive him, and he'll start to feel better. But okay, he got to drop the anger. His mother screwed him up. That's why he hated his mother so much.
Okay.
Have you ever suggested to him he got to go and forgive his mother?
No, sir. I've actually only told him to try to stay away from his mom because it only makes things worse. So that actually does make a lot of sense.
Does his father live with him?
No, sir. He actually doesn't know his father.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I suggest. TJ, tell him he got to overcome that anger by forgiving his mother. She couldn't help herself. But don't be angry at her. Stay away from her. But how old is he?
He's only 17, sir.
Oh, man. Tell him to forgive his mother and speak up, but don't be angry. And I promise him he'll start to feel better, and one thing will lead to another. But he got to forgive her.
Okay, forgive his mother.
Yeah, tell him to, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done to me. His mother cannot help him herself.
Okay.
And then he will feel better when he forgive her. It doesn't make it right what she's done to him, but at least he will start to feel better. And his life will start to get better, too. But he got to drop the anger.
Okay, understand, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, yes, sir.
And tell him he can call the show, or if he wants counseling, he can set up a counseling appointment. And if he can't afford it at 17, we will counsel him free by phone or Skype. Because he lives in Michigan, right?
Yes, sir.
He can do it by phone or Skype.
Okay.
But tell him to drop the anger, and then be careful as to how you're trying to help him, because if he is not ready to drop that anger, he will destroy you as well.
Understood.
That makes sense?
Yes, sir. That makes total sense.
Have you dropped the anger against your mother?
What'd you say, sir?
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir, of course. Me and my mother and I have a very good relationship.
How old are you?
I am 21, sir.
Right on. And so you forgave her already?
Yes, sir.
What did she say when you went and forgave her?
We kind of just had like an adult conversation, if that makes sense. Me and her had a bad relationship in the beginning, and I just sat her down one day, and we started talking about, like, you know, the problem, substance abuses and stuff, and it was just like, we got to put all this to the side, because you are my mom, and I'm your son, and we can't live the rest of our lives like this.
Did you apologize to her for resenting her for what she did to you?
I apologize to, yes, sir.
For resenting her?
Yes, sir.
Right on. Well, you stay with it, and I understand that you know your friend for all, and you guys are so young, but unless he forgive her, he's just going to get worse. Like every human being on the planet, when they don't forgive their mothers and return to the fathers, they only get worse.
That makes sense.
But it's the anger that's causing him to do the drug. He got to forgive her.
Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
Of course, yes, sir.
All right, TJ.
All right, have a blessed day, sir.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. See what mothers do to children, sons and daughters, year in and year out, daily, generation after generation. And that's because the fathers, even if they're in the home and they don't protect the children from the mother, this is going to happen every day, all the time. You must forgive before you can be free. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Cindy, a first-time caller out of Boston, Massachusetts. Cindy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Speak up a little bit right to your phone.
Okay, sorry. My daughter is sleeping, so I don't want to wake her up.
How old is she?
I'm calling, she's 7.
Oh, 7, okay.
The reason I'm calling today is, I'm a single mom. Right now, I have equal custody of my daughter with my her father. So yesterday, well, right now I live in a condo, and she has a friend right next door who is a boy, and he's about 9 years old, and 9 or 10, I don't remember. So yesterday I walked in on them, and they were under a blanket, and I was like, what are you guys doing? And it turns out that they took their underwear off. And so I was pretty calm about it. And he left, and I talked to my daughter, and my question to you is, like, I don't know what to do in this situation. I told them not to be in the room anymore next time when they hang out. So that's all I can say to them. But my question to you is, should I be worried about this? Is she discovering herself? And why do they take the underwear off at such a young age?
Because that's what kids do. They don't see things the way you see it as an adult. And they play around like that. They do things. But what caused the trauma is when the parents overreact to it. And it makes the kids afraid. And now they start to feel guilty and worried and stuff like that. But if you stay calm, and you're right, don't let them go in the room by themselves like that. But you stay calm and don't overreact to it at all. Just stay calm and you'll see how everything will be fine.
Okay. All right.
But you didn't overreact to it, right?
No, I didn't, like, scream. I didn't. Right on. I didn't do anything. I just talked to her calmly. And when he left, I just talked to her about body parts and what it means. And because we never had that conversation, and I feel like this is a good time to talk about it.
What did she say when you talked to her about body parts?
She didn't say anything. She was just listening.
Right on. Yeah, just stay calm and don't be pounding in her head anymore. And just watch her. Watch her. And when they're together like that, make sure they're, you know, without reacting, make sure that they're not by themselves like that.
Okay.
That's cool. How did you know not to overreact? The average woman would have overreacted to that.
Because I listen to you, and I've been doing the silent prayer since I discovered you maybe a year ago, right after my divorce.
Uh-huh. Right on.
Yeah, and I've been doing, I forgave my mom, my dad passed away, and I've been doing the silent prayer every day, morning and night, and I'm just so happy that I found you. Like, I listen to you every day, and my daughter knows you.
Amazing. Well, you're doing the right thing by staying calm, and watch those thoughts, because Satan, that's evil, made a home in your mind. It's going to want you to go on and on about it and do all until you destroy your daughter. But don't do it. Those thoughts align to you about what to do about it. You stay present and you'll be fine, and your daughter will be fine.
Okay.
But don't believe anything. And don't even be telling your neighbors, your girlfriends and them, because they're gonna freak out and make the situation worse.
Right. Right, I wasn't planning to tell anybody because I know that nobody can help me or my daughter. So right. I just, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, just stay with it. Stay present. Always keep your mind where your body is. Know what you're doing and where you are at all times.
Okay.
Amazing. All right.
Amazing. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Take care now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-77 Jesse. What the? Let me go to Ace out of New York. Ace, you are on the air.
Oh, hey, Jesse.
Hey, Ace.
So, yeah, I called in last week and told you about how I forgave my mom for stealing a bunch of money. And, yeah, so I had the bright idea that I should probably forgive my dad too, but I'm not. Basically, first off, I want to know if you think that's a good idea, and also the reason why it might be a little tricky is because I could go over there and visit them, but I was just thinking, like, to just say, hey, since he's old, he needs to get some walk-in, like, tell him, like, hey, why don't you come over to the city?
Hey, speak right into your phone a little louder.
Oh, sorry about that. Is it any better?
Yes. Stay close to the phone.
Got it. So, yeah, I was thinking I'd do, like, a coffee date with my dad. And then I talked to him about all this stuff, but I know my mom's going to get jealous because I never do that with my mom. And to be honest, I don't really want to. But, yeah, I was just curious what you think about that, because that was a thought I had.
If your mother, I like the thought, if your mother gets jealous, that's her problem, not yours. So just don't resent her. Let her be what she want to be. If she want to be a jealous woman, female, let her be that way. But don't judge her. And if you want a time with your father to talk to him, take him out to coffee and talk to him and let her, whatever she feels, that's on her. Because feelings are evil anyway. So don't cater to anyone's feelings.
That's true. Yeah.
And don't, if you cater to her feelings, then she will have control over you. And that's the only reason people use feelings, in order to get a thrill for themselves and to control others.
Oh, boy, yeah, trust me, that is the truth. That is the truth.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
So, yeah, so, take your father out, have that talk, and get some understanding, and you'll be fine. And don't give a second thought about what your mother would think about it. It's on her.
Okay. Yeah, I won't give a second thought about that. Just, like, leave it alone.
Yes.
I can deal with whatever happens. It's fine.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, let's go to coffee. Okay. And she could be sitting right there. You don't even have to invite her.
I love that.
But just don't be angry. Don't judge. And you'll be fine.
Okay, great. And so I had another question. Last time I called in, I asked about, because I've been listening to the show and I've all the horror stories about all these women from the guys who call in, and I'm not married yet, thankfully, I guess. But, you said, what's the point of dating women? You said you got to fight the devil. And I didn't really understand what that meant, and I kind of get past it, but I just curious if you could expand on that. Like, what do you mean by fighting the devil?
What was the question? Speak a little louder into your phone. What was the question?
Oh, yeah. You said why fight? You said the reason to date women and to marry them, etc., is because we need to fight the devil, right?
So no.
I was curious.
I didn't say to get married to fight the devil.
Oh, okay. Could you like help clear that up for me?
And what is the question?
What's the point of dating women?
The point is that because you've been so controlled by your mother, men have a fear of women. They don't know how to deal with women because they have not overcome the mother. And so now that you're working on yourself and overcoming your mother, if you want to date, you can date now and be yourself. You won't be putting on a showcase personality. You won't be trying to spend all your money just to satisfy the woman. You will be able to be yourself. So if you want to learn how to just deal with them, you do it for that reason, not to just for the three-letter word, and don't ever try to please a woman. You just do what's right. And most men cannot do that until they overcome their mother.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I like that.
Yeah, but don't plan to date or not to date. Don't look for it. You only continue to look for what is right. You put what is right first with all your heart, soul, and might, and then love your neighbor as yourself, meaning don't hate anyone. Don't be angry at anyone for any reason. And the spirit of truth will add everything into your life that should be involved in your life, whatever it may be.
Ooh, amazing.
Oh, amazing.
I love that. Yeah, because I was wondering, because it's like, after I've been through with my mom, it's like I don't even really feel like even dating.
Yes, that's right. Because you're overcoming that. Men make women their gods because they have not overcome the mother. And so they date, and it's very difficult dating and being married because they have married their god, and they don't know how to deal with their god. But now that you overcome your mother, the woman will no longer be your god. You only have one god, and that is the spirit of the truth inside of you, and that he will add everything unto your life. You'll be fine.
Woo! Amazing.
Amazing. Well, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ace.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, buddy. Hey. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats. Welcome new Bond supporters, Swamp Cabbage, Mike Price, and AJBR8N. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Norris T says, and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Joseph B. says, we are free.
We are free from heartaches. No more sadness will there be. Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Very nice. Marty says, happy Sunday, everyone, and JLP crew, and happy birthday to Bond. You guys are doing an amazing job. Keep up the good work and love y'all. Stay with it. Heart.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it, and we love you as well. Amazing.
Pink Catman, let go, let God be present. Don't judge, be still, and know God. Catch the first thought. Amazing.
Amazing fellowship yesterday. What the? Thank you.
John W., with a few different super chats combined together. First, no message. Second says, if you love me, keep my commands, unquote, quote unquote, John 14:15. Does that mean that even those who are in these religions instead follow Christ, not the religion?
Repeat that.
If you love me, keep my commands in John 14. Does that mean those, even those who are in these religions instead follow Christ and not the religion?
Are you asking if the people in religion follow Christ?
Yeah. As opposed to following the religion.
Well, the people in religion are not following Christ at all. They read about Christ. They talk about him. They have ideas about him, but they are not following. Christ had nothing to do with religion at all. And that's why it doesn't work. So they're not, anyone that's in religion is following the male, or now the female, that teach religion. And they are not following Christ at all, period. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Kevin, with a couple of Cash App tips. Have a great day. And he says, tithe on tips.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, from the D. Oh,
yeah,
we're gonna have
yeah.
We're going to have to read yours and the rest of these super chats later, guys.
Amazing.
Thank you all.
Thank you all very much. It's amazing how much time this hour gone by. When I come back, I'm coming right back to the phones. The board is smoking, so we gotta get to everybody and their mama if you're white, they mama if you're black. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
About how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
there's some serious mess going on in this here old world. South of the border, it's getting crazy. It's getting hot. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. And men are welcome to call in, both men and women. Welcome to call in to the Jason Lee Peterson Show on Female Monday, the 23rd of February, AD 2026. The lines, there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, young or old, even during the news break. And Jesse will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats as well, if it be the Lord's will, and more great stories. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports an armed so-called man was shot and killed after breaching the secure perimeter of our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's winter White House, Mar-a-Lago residence on Sunday. Neither Trump nor the First Lady, Melania, were present at the time of the incident. No one else on the estate was harmed but the man. And as you heard in the first hour, he was armed with a shotgun and he had a gas can. They told him to put it down. According to the report I saw, he put down the gas can and then started to pull up the shotgun. And it was like a long shotgun. And at that point, the Secret Service and maybe even the local police, Palm Beach County or something like that, I don't know, neutralized the threat. Rest in peace, 21-year-old male, not man necessarily, from North Carolina. Craziness. Also crazy in Mexico, down south of the border, Mexico's most wanted cartel boss and head of the Jalisco New Generation Cartel. I've always thought that name was cute, but what they do is worse. It's not very cute. Nemesio El Mencho. That's his nickname for Nemesio, right? Oseguera Cervantes. He was killed Sunday. They were trying to capture him, but they're not Trump's forces. They're that woman's forces or whatever, the Mexican army. But they're capable. At least they got him, dead or alive. Unfortunately, he was dead. I guess it's unfortunate that he's dead now. Killed in a Mexican military operation in the town of Tapalpa. His death sparked widespread unrest, with suspected gang members torching buses and businesses while clashing with security forces. That's not right. Doesn't sound right. The U.S. State Department urged American nationals in parts of Mexico, stay indoors until further notice. Several other countries, at least a few, issued similar advisories for their citizens. The White House in the U.S. provided intelligence support for that operation, part of the ongoing efforts to put pressure on Mexico to curb drug trafficking, because they were trafficking drugs. It doesn't sound right. Anyway, a winter storm coming in, a powerful winter storm slamming the northeastern United States. Some of you may already know about this, bringing heavy snow to areas from Virginia to Maine, from south to north, basically. And what else? And putting more than 40 million people under blizzard warnings. Places hardest hit could see up to 2 feet of snow, with more than a foot expected in Philadelphia, the city of supposedly brotherly love. New York and Boston as well, most seen in years for some. The treacherous conditions have made travel nearly impossible, prompting thousands of flight cancellations. I heard flights were canceled down in Mexico too because of all that stuff. Or they can get to the, if they can get to the airport down in Mexico, then they're fine. But getting to the airport is a problem because you don't know what's going to happen, I heard somebody say. Anyway, but back in America, treacherous conditions have made travel nearly impossible. Thousands of flight cancellations, widespread public transit shutdowns. New York City has also enacted a citywide travel ban until at least noon. Communism. And canceled school today. Its first proper snow day since 2019. I guess global warming was real until now. Wow. Anyway, the TSA pre-check mess. I'll have to tell you about that. The Department of Homeland Security reversed its decision to suspend their TSA's pre-check program. But I'll have to tell you more about that in the next hour, because now we're back to the Jason Lee Peterson Show, hour two. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question. Brand new biblical question. What the did Jesus say? You must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again. Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did he say that? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. If you're out and about running around, you can podcast the show and you can still listen. If whether they're doing something as just working out, no matter what, you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And Monday is always Female Monday. All my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing, huh? A spiritual battle is not physical. And the battle is inside of you. It's not even on the outside of you. Your enemy is within and not without. And once you get rid of an enemy within, you will have no more enemies. Isn't that amazing? You will have no more enemies once you overcome the enemies within. Let me go to Sky out of Virginia. Sky, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Sky.
How are you?
Amazing. All is well.
I was calling to thank you for helping me with my anger so far. I've been watching you for about maybe like a year and a half, and like you've helped me out tremendously.
Stay with your phone, Sky. Speak right into your phone.
You've helped me out tremendously with anger over the past year and a half that I've been watching you.
Right on.
And I want to thank you for that. However, I'm still having issues. Last time I spoke to you, we talked about forgiving my mother, and I did that, but I'm just still having issues to the point where it's just messing with my head.
Am I wrong about her phone?
Are you on speaker?
No.
Are you moving around?
You sound muffled, Sky. That's why.
What about now?
That's much better.
Did you? Sorry.
Would you have Bluetooth on or something?
No. It was just I had to come closer.
Oh, well, come stay closer.
No, I was telling you that I was. I don't know if you heard the first part where I was telling you thank you for helping me with my anger over the past few years. And the last time we spoke, we were talking about forgiving my mother, and I did that. However, I'm still having just issues with it.
What type of issues are you having with it?
So I told her that I forgave her for recreating me in her image and stuff like that. However, she's not good to talk to. I don't think I should communicate with her. And I know there's like a whole big thing going on with this no contact stuff with parents. And I'm not trying to go down that route necessarily. However, I don't think talking to her is good.
And so why don't you stop talking to her then?
So go no contact with her? That's probably what I need to do.
Yeah, I mean, why would you want to keep talking to the devil if you can't talk to the devil?
Right.
No, that was a question. How old are you?
36.
So do you need a mother?
No.
So why are you even concerned about if you talk to her or not, knowing that she, according to you, she's difficult to talk to? Why does that even cross your mind?
Because I guess I tried to see if it was possible, and she just keeps screwing up. And so I was just trying to get advice about that, but yeah, she's kind of like narcissistic.
Well, just don't be mad at her, don't judge her. She can't help it, she's asleep. But you move on with your life. You don't need a mother.
No.
Move on with your life, but just don't resent her. She can't help it. And you'll be fine. We are required not to resent our parents. Forgive them. And that's what it means to honor your parents, is when you don't resent them for screwing up your life. But you move on. You're not obligated to them in any form or fashion.
Right. Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer, sir?
Yes.
Every morning, every night?
Every night.
Why not every morning? Your most challenges is during the day. Why don't you do it every morning?
I mean, I just do it. It helps me fall asleep. I guess I need to do it morning and night.
You do. It's not a sleeping pill.
No. That's true.
So I want to encourage you to do the silent prayer and then practice being aware of where you are and what you're doing at all times. And when you do that, you're in prayer then too, as well. So you don't be lost in your head thinking about the past or the future or anything.
Okay.
Why do you even care about what she's thinking of, your mother is thinking or feeling? Why does that even cross your mind?
I don't really, it's not so much what she's thinking and feeling. She's just, I had a really bad hardship with her when I was younger.
Yeah.
And now that I'm older, I went through the process of trying to forgive her. And just a small conversation, she just messed them up. She just, I don't know, I like to think that I'm emotionally intelligent to a certain extent, and I can understand a little bit of what she's going through or what's wrong with her, maybe. but no, she's just it's always like belittling and a comment on my personal life, and it's not. She says really horrible stuff.
Stay away from the devil in your thoughts and stay away from the devil inside of other people.
Okay.
You don't need a mother.
I don't.
What the?
Right. Okay, I'll do that.
right. I wish you well, but just don't resent her, all right? She can't help it. She's asleep. Forgive her.
For she know not what she do.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I wish you well, Sky.
All right. Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too. Amazing.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jerome out of California. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hello, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Jerome.
So my question is, do you think there's hope for the black community? And do you think Trump somewhat trying to colonize it is resourceful or helpful?
Do I think he's trying to colonize the black community?
Well, I mean, like, going out to, like, New York and, like, Chicago and Atlanta.
What do you mean trying to colonize the black community? I don't understand that question.
Like, militarize it. Like, send the military out there. Remember when he went to New York and he was like, there's, like, X amount of deaths every day. And since he brought the military out there, there hasn't been no killings. Like, using the military force to...
Well, I wouldn't call that colonizer. He was trying to cut back on the crime. And since the police, I didn't know he was doing that, but if that's true, since in New York, the liberals won't allow the police to do their job, somebody got to do something, but I wouldn't call that colonizing.
Yeah, probably not. That was just best words I can find to fit.
What does colonizing mean?
Moving to a new area, trying to implement an ideology. That's, I guess, a better way of thinking.
But he's not doing the ideology. He's trying to make it safer for the citizens who are not committing crimes there.
And do you think that helps?
Black people has a chance if they, as individuals, want to overcome their anger, their own hell.
Okay, so it worked, right, when he did it, but once the military leaves, of course people are going to go back to what they're doing, especially because the thing is, too, is, like, when the military comes into that area, a lot of people are, like, selling drugs and stuff like that. Like, that's the main source because a lot of people don't work. And so when the military comes, it stops, you know, drugs going on, money being made. And so they either leave the area and go somewhere else, or they leave and then come back, or they just stop and wait for the military to leave.
Well, let's wait and see what happens when they leave and if they leave.
Oh, okay. But overall, do you think it's possible for the black community to ever be successful on its own without, you know, help?
Well, there is no black help? Community, but the black individual can have an amazing life if he or she stop being identified with a group. But as long as they think in groups, they're never going to be free. They're going to always be enslaved. Because thinking is always wrong.
So, but what about individuals within that certain kind of community that does, they're self-thinking and they manage their own life, but they're still in their own community, which is crime. And no matter what they do, they're still going to be, like, subjected to the criminal aspect of it. So there's but at the end of the day,
truly overcoming, they won't be subjected to evil at all, because the light will show them how to protect themselves in the perfect way.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that have died or freaking getting robbed or stabbed, and they're just working and stuff.
But
it's
they
just
died because they were not aware.
Huh. Okay, I can see that. All right. Oh, yeah, also, I was looking at your book. I forgot the name of it, but it was sold out. I was trying to read it. I think it says something about race and overcoming it or something like that.
The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. We're working on that right now to get that redone again.
Oh, okay. Do you happen to know when that one's going to come back out?
I don't. I'll find out, and I'll make the announcement. Right on.
All right, cool. Thank you. It was nice talking to you.
You too, Jerome. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Kurt a first-time caller out of Wisconsin. Kurt, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Kurt.
Good morning, sir.
Kurt, come closer to your phone and speak right into your phone.
I got a handset right up against my mouth here. Can you hear me all right?
I can now, yes.
Excellent. Well, it's amazing talking to you, Jesse.
Thank you.
I have a question for you. You talk a lot about Adam and Eve and how Adam listened to Eve, which is right straight out of the Bible. That was what we were punished for. But something I went back and looked at it, and I saw that what Eve did, and I wanted to get your opinion on it, or what you thought, what you see about it. When Eve first doubted God, she was placing herself above God by saying she's better than God, by hating God, by saying that God is beneath her, but inferior to her. And then when she was when God started walking around in the garden and said, "Where are you?" they became afraid and they placed themselves beneath God. But before that, Adam and Eve were sons of God, walking with God. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Eve did not disobey God. She disobeyed her husband, who connected her because he was connected to the Father. She, too, was connected to the Father. And when she disobeyed her husband, she could no longer obey him. She could no longer obey God because Satan became her God. And they hid from God because Satan told them that they were naked once he became Eve's God. And the woman became the man's God.
That's amazing.
Amazing. And that's why every time the man listens to the woman now, including his mother, he suffers because it's not the order of God that men should follow women. Women are supposed to follow man, and the man follow God.
What are your thoughts that Eve made Adam's sons in her image?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
To make them worship her, the ground that she walks on.
I don't know. I don't think much about Adam and Eve's children. Who are those two guys?
I don't know. They had a bunch of kids. I don't know them all.
Oh, they had a bunch of kids?
Yep.
How do you know they had a bunch of kids?
Well, they had at least three. That much I know.
Were they white?
Yes.
Well, we definitely need white babies. But that's what it is. The woman disobeyed the husband, who connected her to the Father because they were all one. But when she did that, she could no longer listen to Adam, meaning that she could listen to God either, because Satan had become the woman's God. And when Adam listened to the woman became his God. And today, the woman is the man God until he overcome the spirit of his mother. And she will no longer be his God, and everything will be fine.
That is when my house fell into order, is when I finally stopped making my mother my God.
Absolutely. 100%.
Now my wife is very, she loves to follow me.
Right on. So nice.
It's amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. That order will work if Christ said, "These are the rules. You got to follow the rules. You're not going to change the rules for you. You got to come back to the rules." Thank you, man. Amazing. You stay with it.
Yeah, thank you. I will. I follow Christ every day.
Right on.
I try to stay in line.
Right on. Let me ask this question really fast. Did you hear the new biblical question?
I missed it. I was focused on something else.
The new, brand new biblical question. Did Jesus say, "You must accept him as Lord and Savior to be born again"? did Jesus say you must accept him as Lord and Savior to be born again?
To be born again.
Did Jesus say that?
He said you can only come to the Father through me. I don't know about to be born again is to be born of spirit and truth, or the spirit of truth. I don't know. That's a good question. I have to think about it.
Let me know when you figure it out.
I guess I thought that that was true, but yeah, you're going to make me think about it hard.
And that's what I encourage all people to do, to start thinking as individual rather than as group thinking. The group is always wrong.
That's true. Absolutely. I do engineering, and any time an idea comes out of a meeting, it's terrible.
Yeah. What a mess. Thank you, Kurt.
God bless you, Jesse.
You too, buddy.
Bye. Bye.
888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Noor out of Detroit, Michigan. Noor, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Noor.
Good, good, good. So I just want to say real quick that Donald J. Trump is one of my favorite presidents of all time, okay? I think he's definitely in my top 10, okay? Well, okay, George Washington's my favorite, but you get the picture. Donald Trump, I think he's doing a lot of great things for this country, and I think he'll go down in history as one of the greatest presidents of all time. However, you probably heard about yesterday where somebody at Mar-a-Lago tried to go in there guns a-blazing.
Yeah, we reported on that in the first hour today. According to this report, some guy went into Mar-a-Lago and he had a gas can, canister, and a rifle, apparently. And they say he pointed the rifle at the people there and he was killed.
Yeah, you want to know where all this hate is coming from? You know why people are so hateful towards Donald Trump that they want to kill him?
Why?
It's because of all the fake news liberal media that's being shoved down people's throats. Like, they're calling him a fascist, they're calling him Hitler, they're comparing him to the most awful things you can think of. I mean, they're lying about him on the Epstein files. I mean, you name it.
But that's not why they want to kill him. They want to kill him because he represents good. And the evil in them hate the good in President Trump. And that's why they want to kill him.
Okay, but do you agree that evil is built off lies?
Evil is lie. Satan is a lie about everything.
Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to tell you, that Satan pretty much controls the news media. And, you know, I'm sick of it, man.
Well,
I understand. You know it.
Yeah.
But and another point I wanted to say is, they tried to impeach him for January 6th, okay? When are we going to start locking up Democrats for inciting violence against President Trump and his supporters?
That's not going to happen.
Or what? Exactly.
Because the right-o Republicans are not really for what Trump is doing. They're only pretending right now because they want to stay in power, but so the liberal media, the Democrats, and the right or Republicans do not support Trump and what he's doing. So they're never going to put the Democrats in jail.
Yeah, they're the same people that have a picture of John McCain in their bathroom.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Noah. I appreciate it. I got to run because of time. Thank you, though.
Yeah, you have a great morning.
You too, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats. Yeah, yeah, from the D. 5 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse and crew, I just want to wish Bond a happy birthday. You and your organization has changed my life, and I am truly grateful. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. I'm just a woman from the D figuring out life. Thank you again for everything. Love y'all. She black. 3 hearts. And 3 hands praying.
Right on. Thank you very much. Thank you for the happy birthday. And thank you for your support. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Norris T. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Amazing.
He also gifted 10 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships.
Thank you. Wow.
Very nice. Appreciate Shout
it.
Out.
Yeah. Shout out. Thank you.
Moses P. Good morning, Jesse, and the amazing team.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Anthony L. with a winky face smiley.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Marilyn Coffee. Jesse, yesterday's fellowship was amazing as always. Are you able to get WhatsApp so people from overseas can call in for free? It will only work if the person we're calling has it as well. Sending best wishes to all. Heart emoji.
Thank you. We'll look into that.
Don't think that's possible for the radio show.
Right.
But thank you for the request. We can look into it a little bit more.
Right.
Thank you. Moses P., great Bible question. Gone have all the super Christians and Bible thumpers running with their Bibles to tell us they are active and ready, laughing faces with tears coming out.
The biblical question, a doozy. And it just occurred to me this morning while I was in the meeting, right at the end of the meeting with my producer this morning. Does Jesus say, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Does Jesus say that? Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. with cool sunglasses sticker, the first one.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Heidi. Good morning, y'all. I couldn't find any White History Month shirts on the website. Restock? Opted for the amazing tar baby instead. Cool sunglasses emoji.
Thank you. The White History coming soon. One moment at a time. But thank you. Right on.
Anthony L. Moon Day Monday. Digging the mountain. No snacks.
Amazing. Thank you.
Charles. Hey, Jesse, did you see the video of your governor, Gavin, coming to Atlanta and insulted the black mayor and audience? He is a Democrat, so he can do that. It's pretty bad. What a mess.
No, I didn't see that.
I'm not familiar either.
I've heard anything about it, nor have I seen it. Thank you.
Lori, my favorite part of church was when you said Jesus allowed his crucifixion. Jesus was not a victim. Thanks, Jesse.
Right on. Nobody did anything to the Christ that he then allowed to happen. Believe me. And these people are like, I'm mad at the Jews because they killed Jesus. I'm like, what the? If y'all would be mad at the Jews, y'all could be mad about the money part, or you could be mad about if we are helping them too much or whatever. I understand that. Those disagreements. Do that. But you can't be mad at the Jews for killing Jesus. Oh, Jesus came and made it possible that you would be alive today. And so don't be mad at saying the Jews killed. Don't say that out loud. You can say I'm mad because we spend too much money there or that you don't like the Jews for other reasons, but not because of the Jesus thing. Jesus allowed that to happen. He even said, they're not doing anything that I'm not allowing it to happen, something like that. What the? You better be glad that Jesus died for you. Yeah, no other way out. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Cornerstone on Cash App. Forgiveness is the key emoji.
If you want to defeat evil, you must forgive. And then you will defeat evil. Because forgiveness is pure love. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. with another cool sunglasses sticker. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Cock and Gator 5 on Rumble. I'm going to have to read Cock and Gator 5 Rumble rant later. And Isaiah and the rest of the supporters. Thank you all.
I'll be back in a moment. Quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. We have the best counseling service on this side of the planet. By phone, Skype, or walk-in, anywhere in the world. If you want family or individual counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. B-O-N-D. And don't forget to support us by going to check it out, the merch, amazing merch, T-shirts and mugs and hats and coffee and everything. And every dime we get goes back into doing the work. Thank you in advance. And the books are amazing. And I will sign it. When you buy books, make a notation who you want it signed to. All right, don't forget to do that because some people forget. And I still autograph it, but not with to whom, if you want that. And check out the merch and everything. You can make donations there at rebuildingtheman.com/donate or just leepeterson.shop. .shop. All right. I do appreciate it. I want to show you something really fast before I go back to the phones here and let you know the right thing for the mother to do is to be home with the children, but don't be angry. Because if you're angry, you're going to screw the kids up. Ain't no way around it. And then the father, the husband to the mother, should go out and provide for the home. Otherwise, it ain't going to work. Nothing is going to be hard on the family, on the children, and things are only going to get worse. The children are destroyed in their own home. Before they go out into the world, for the most part. All right? Before they go out. And then watch over your children. I would recommend you not put them in a public school. Do what you want, but public schools are governmental schools. And they are nothing but destruction to the children. It's already bad on the children coming from home where the mothers are angry. And then you put them into these schools, it only get worse. Especially now that you have female principals and vice principals and mostly teachers. And the men that are there are weak. They can't do anything about it or won't do anything about it. It's a real mess. WLOS. ABC 13 is reporting that about 200 students at A.C. Reynolds High School in Asheville, North Carolina, held a walkout this morning, February 19th, gathering for a quote-unquote peaceful protest against ICE and recent immigration enforcement by the Trump administration. There is no way on earth that I will allow my child to go to a public school and be treated, knowing that this is what they are doing, using the children for their own personal gain. And you're thinking your kids are at school learning to read, write, and these no good teachers and administrations and politicians are using your children for personal gain. And these kids are happy to be out of class and carrying on. They have no understanding of what they're doing at all. Zero. And I'm surprised that Carolina, North Carolina, I thought North and South Carolina was conservative, Southern conservative stuff. What happened? Here's the footage of the student bolting out of classes and into the middle of four-lane highway. Watch this from X. These are your children that are supposed to be in class. Mexican flag, your children in America. Parents don't love their children because if you did, there's no way you allow this to happen. Zero. There's a father in Florida who went to the school, according to the report. He's like, I'm taking my kids out of class. Here's some comments on this protest from Instagram.
Looks like Velos, looks like some lady says, so proud, drove by, and my heart was warmed by these brave, smart kids.
I bet it was.
Just proud, says another one.
Amazing.
This is freedom of speech and expression at its finest.
That's a lie. This is not freedom of speech, and it's not expression. It's a misuse of the kids for personal gain. They don't care about the illegal or the children. It's about getting back into control. It's not free speech.
Great job, kids. Anyone who tries to tell you that you weren't learning today obviously slept through or skipped a crucial part of their civics class and U.S. history class. So proud of how you handled it.
How is telling the children they got to go out and stop law enforcement from deporting illegal alien people? Illegal. Is that civil history? What the... I told you my country is gone, and it is not coming back. Human beings are evil. They are evil, even in your own family. It doesn't matter. That's why everyone who wants to be free must overcome evil by forgiving. What a mess. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time call out of Texas. Craig, out of Texas. Craig, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey,
good
Craig.
To meet you.
You too. Are you on the speaker, Craig?
I'm sorry. Here, let me take off these AirPods.
Hold on, Craig. Don't hang up. We'll come back to you. Let me know when you're ready, Derek. Let me go to Alex, a first-time call out of Arizona. Derek, let me know when Craig is ready. You cannot be on speakers and Bluetooth and things on the show. It doesn't come off clear. Okay, Alex, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well,
I'm
Alex.
I'm a huge fan. Right on. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you. There's some stuff going on right now that's pretty interesting. I'm a Christian, but That mainly came when I was in the Army infantry in Afghanistan. I started believing more and more and more. But one thing that always stuck with me is always looking up at the sky and seeing the stars and wondering what's out there.
Yeah.
My question is, recently, two presidents out of the three that we've had as a nation, maybe four if you count Ronald Reagan, alluding to some of the stuff he was talking about, alien invasions. But two of our presidents just talked about that. Well, on Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump announced on his social media platform, essentially, Truth Social, that he would direct the Department of Defense and other federal agencies to begin the process of identifying and releasing government files related to alien and extraterrestrial life, unidentified aerial phenomenon, unidentified flying objects, and any and other, you know, connected things to that nature. Wanted to see what you thought about that. I mean, it used to be that you would immediately laugh hearing something like that. And now we have, you know, Jimmy Carter talking about way back in the day seeing a UFO, and that was really all we ever got. And now we have two of our American presidents back to back going forward and saying things to the effect of aliens are real. I don't know where they are. I haven't seen them. They're not in Area 51 is what Barack Obama said. And then immediately after, Trump came out and he said, well, he really wasn't supposed to say that. That's classified. Maybe I'll do him a favor by declassifying that information. So that way, you know, you could help out the American public with information. What do you think about this even being talked about? And what do you think about what the two presidents talked about?
I've been hearing for a long time there are aliens out there, but I don't know if they're demonic spirits or what. It seemed that something is going on, that's for sure. I remember seeing when Tucker was on Fox News, he would show these what appeared to be spaceships or space rocket or something that were being captured by airplane pilots and things like that. So something is going on. I don't know what it is, but it could be demonic. No, I'm just not sure.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people talking about it, like Bob Lazar, Travis Walton.
We're definitely being talked about more now than any other time than I ever heard. But it's kind of always been talked. Even when I was a kid, I used to hear stuff like this. But you're right. Because it's in the media now, it is being talked about it more. Do you believe that aliens exist?
I think if you even look at any of those Disney documentaries about the ocean, that'll get you believing some weird stuff, right? Because you see some animals in the ocean, like some fish or octopus or whatever's out there, and you're like, how the heck did that come into our, you know, nature?
So
and
you do believe
what
that
else is out there.
You do believe that aliens
do,
exist?
Somewhere out there. I definitely do, somewhere out there, right? Whether it's a plankton on 40 million light years away or if it's on Mars
something
or wherever,
on.
I don't know.
Why did you say I'm a Christian before you got into that discussion, that you're a Christian?
Well, because it's a weird thing because, first of all, my parents didn't raise me as a Christian. My dad was Muslim and my mother was barely anything. She was Catholic, I guess, but I mean, she didn't really do anything. And my dad never really pushed his stuff on me. But, you know, I kind of didn't believe in a whole heck of a lot. I knew something was out there, just didn't know what it was. But in the Army, on my own, nobody really preached to me or anything. I just started reading the Bible and I started feeling way different than I ever did in my life. But one thing that always stuck through everything is looking up at the sky and the stars and just wondering what the heck is out there. And if someone's looking up at the stars at our planet saying, what the heck is out there? I mean, and if that's not the case, I don't know. But with all this stuff coming out right now with our presidents, it's really freaking me out because either A, this stuff is about to come out and it's all going to be true, or there's going to be a little bit of truth or whatever.
Well, I would like to know.
It's a lie.
I would like to know if it is true that there are aliens out there. I would like to know it. But I'm just not sure. So I'm having a way to see about it. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. I have a way to see on it. I just don't know. Something going on. Something going on. Let me go back to Craig, a first-time call out of Texas. Craig, let's try it again.
Hi, Jesse.
That's
can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
I've been listening to you guys. I think about August I started in 2025, this past August, and doing the silent prayer since roughly then, maybe a month after that or two. But so that's going well. My mother, I'm 56. My mother had already passed away. Yeah, so when I heard your message about hating, maybe you hate your mother, you need to forgive her, then I thought about that and decided, oh, well, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Whenever I replay, you know, childhood and so forth. But, and then I, so I'm working on that, I guess, trying not to judge or, and I called my father and did what you suggested, told him that, hey, I forgive you for not protecting me from my mother. And I combined it with an apology of, hey, sorry for pushing you that one time physically and trying to fight you.
What a mess.
Exactly, sir.
I couldn't even imagine fighting with my father. That's one thought that never occurred to me when I was young.
Yeah, yeah. There was what that makes me think of one memory that I was going over, even though maybe I shouldn't be doing that. I haven't thought about it since I was going over it, but I remember him giving me a spanking, and I had told and I have a story from him and from my mother, and I had told these stories over the years with pride, kind of like, hey, no, you need to discipline your kids because, you know, look how great I've turned out. And I can remember him spanking me, and I don't know how old I was, maybe 5 or 4 or somewhere in there, 5, 6. And then, you know, I remember him, but he did it without any anger. That was definitely the difference between him and my mother. He yep. did it without any anger.
Yep.
And he told me, hey, this is going to hurt me more than you, I think, if I remember correctly. And then he spanked me. And then he stood me back up and said, does it hurt to suit you? And I don't think I really understood exactly what he was saying to me. But I said no. And I understood, I guess. And then so he spanked me again. And then he asked me again. And I don't remember how many times that happened, but by the time I said yes, I was crying and screaming, and I don't know. I probably already had the wrong spirit in me at that point.
Yeah.
And I could almost imagine. I don't remember thinking it, but I could almost imagine. Hey, one of these days I'm going to grow up and be big, and you're going to be in trouble. But yeah, I don't even know.
So what do you say when you call him and forgave him?
What did he say?
Yeah,
he said, I remember him saying that I told Pam, which is my stepmother, years ago that I don't understand why I stayed with my first wife, with Craig's mother, as long as I did. But, you know, because I had told him during the forgiveness that, yeah, she was crazy. and so, yeah, he kind of mentioned, you know, confirmed that, yeah, you know, I talked to your stepmom about why did I stay with her so long.
Amazing. Are you married?
Not now. I've been divorced about, I think about 3 years. I think it was about the end of 2022 when we got divorced.
Oh, okay. And you have children?
I do not.
Oh, okay. And how long were you married?
I was married to the same woman 2 times. We did 8 years, got divorced, and then remarried 9 months later, did another 8 years, and now we've been divorced about 3 years, roughly, I think.
Amazing. What was the purpose of getting married if you were not going to have children?
Yeah, I don't know for sure that was in my awareness at the time, other than I knew, you know, the whole thing that you talk about, the woman being the man's God.
Speak up a little bit.
So, yeah, the woman being the man's God.
Yeah.
That I can look back and I can see, well, yeah, that's why, you know, that's why I got married, was I was trying to make the woman my God.
Yeah.
And even though now I can see myself stepping apart from that and just wanting the real God to be my God, I can still see that there's a huge draw for me to want to go back, or I still want to bow down in front of a pretty woman and just say, hey, let me do anything I can do to make you happy. And I don't exactly understand that.
Resist the temptation. Those are just thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time, and which are evil and not your own, and they want to pull you back into hell. Don't fall for it.
Yes, sir.
Do not fall for it. It's lying to you. And are you practicing staying present?
Yes, I am. I notice that I have trouble with the practical thoughts, and that being an entry point to drop off into non-practical thoughts.
Yeah.
I heard you a specific call that you had, and I can't remember if it was a long time ago or recent, but the woman was talking about selling her house and that she had some fear, and you told her that, well, if a thought brings fear, that's one way to know it's not practical. And so I've been thinking about that.
A practical thought. God gave you the ability to have practical thoughts because you don't live by them. You feed yourself. You put gas in your car. You have a roof over your head. You whatever. But you don't. You go to work. Those are practical thoughts. Anything else you should not be thinking on at all. It's impractical.
Sir. I noticed I also am selling my house, and I don't know exactly what I want to do as far as where I want to live after that. And I notice I'm just kind of walking forward into time, and I'm trying not to decide, but I know I have to decide where am I going to live, because I'm going to have to live somewhere.
Why are you selling it, if you can say?
Oh, I would have to go and get a job that makes more money, and Mom. I'm not interested in doing that right now because I'm mostly interested in working these steps like you're proposing as far as, and God's going to take care of me. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I do have a part-time job, and the house sale is going to give me a lot of cash.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be my priority, is trying to be reborn, because I notice, you know, it's not, I haven't done it yet because I noticed I blew up on somebody the other day, a coworker that started out as a person that was at a church that I, but anyway, yeah, I noticed I had a failure, but then I noticed I wasn't, and that was just a few days ago, and I noticed I haven't really judged myself.
Hold on for a minute. Let me take a quick break. Hold on for me.
Yes, sir.
All right. I got to take a quick break. One more hour to go. Hate news is coming, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
We'll be right back.
all kinds of mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Shout out females. Everybody loves females, just like everybody loves Mondays, right? Nice. Or we should. This is the, like I said, it's the end of the second hour. JLP will be back for the third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for today. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, young or old, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the third hour. Coming up, hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back, and we'll get to your super chats as well, if it be the Lord's will and the creek doesn't rise. All right? We do see them. We appreciate them. And then after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, and then American Anchor, baby. All shows are scheduled and available to be found on YouTube as well as Rumble and other platforms possibly as well. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the Department of so-called Homeland Security has reversed its decision to suspend the TSA's pre-check program after initially causing confusion Sunday by announcing a temporary halt. DHS initially said pre-check, along with the Global Entry Program, would close 6 p.m. Eastern due to the ongoing partial government shutdown. The agency later clarified in a statement they will evaluate on a case-by-case basis and adjust operations. Analysts say a potential pre-check suspension would affect millions of flyers, effectively dismantling expedited security lanes and fast-track customs processing, which wouldn't be pleasant for those people. Nor for the normies, nor for the plebs. Anyway, the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, are concluding or have concluded. The 2026 Winter Olympics came to an end yesterday, Sunday, with a grand closing ceremony in Verona, Italy. At the end of the show, the baton was passed to France. They will host the next Winter Games in 2030, if we make it, if they make it. This year, Norway, the most decorated country in Winter Olympics history, congratulations, Norwegians, once again led the medal count with 41 medals overall, including 18 gold. Wow. Cross-country skier Johannes Hosflot Klebo. Pardon me for butchering the person's name. The Hosflot is the first O. It has the cross through it, and Klebo is K-L, the A-E thing, Bo. Pardon me, I didn't look it up in advance. Topped the charts. Congratulations, cross-country skier Johannes. Becoming the first athlete ever to win 6 gold medals at 1 Winter Games. Finishing second in the standings was the United States with 33 medals, 12 gold. Wow. Last one came, last of the golds, came on Sunday when men's hockey team defeated Canada in overtime to win the Olympic tournament for the first time since 1980. That's when the magic something or other beat the Soviets, who were heavily favored, I heard. And you know what? The American men's team, one guy got his tooth or teeth something or other knocked out. This is the second time that's happened. 24-year-old young man. And then later he went on to score a goal. Nice. What a mess, though. And the BAFTA Film Awards 2026, Britain's equivalent to the Oscars, took place in London on Sunday. Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another won the top film of the year for them. Now heading to Oscar season with a slew of awards, and including 4 Golden Globes. However, much of the BAFTA conversation online was centered on the ceremony being interrupted by a racist slur. I think I heard about this maybe from the anchor, baby, from a man with supposed Tourette syndrome or Tourette's. I don't know. After he was a Tourette's activist, and he said, N-word, I heard. After the incident, host Alan Cumming asked for understanding for the strong and offensive language. Nice. We should have understanding for all. Strong language. Reminded the crowd that Tourette syndrome was a disability and tics were involuntary. We apologize if you are offended tonight. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a brand new biblical question, another hola, como te levo, mamma mia, nighty going nose. Did Jesus say, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did Jesus say that? Did Jesus say, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? I want to know. Isn't that like an amazing question? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. And again, these questions are to encourage you as an individual to think for yourself. Not as a group, but for yourself. And stop just assuming that you know just because somebody else said it, even if me or anyone. Think for yourself. What's wrong with thinking for yourself? There's nothing wrong with it. Something is wrong with thinking in a group, that's for sure, but nothing wrong with men and women being individuals and thinking for themselves. And that's why we had a biblical question. They're not for everybody, because some people love their thrills. They love their misery. They love being unhappy. They love evil. And so it's not for you. It's for those men and women who want to overcome evil. Did Jesus say, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? I really want to know. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can podcast the show. You just don't have time to sit and watch it. You want to watch it later, but you can listen on your phone as it is happening. It's been made possible by TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Monday. And we take all calls, but we take the ladies' calls on Monday as they come in first. Because Monday is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I want my country back. It's not coming back, but I want it back, but it's not coming back. Amazing. Let me go back to Craig, our first time caller out of Texas. Hey, Craig. Craig?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can. And so did you have a question for me?
No, I guess you covered it earlier. I was just, when we left the call a minute ago, I was just mentioning that I'd had a failure the other day and gotten angry and hollered at someone. I guess what would my question be? Like, that's common, I guess, on the process of trying to totally drop my anger. I guess I'm, apparently there's going to be some hiccups along the way, at least in my case anyway, because it's already happened.
And so when you yelled at the person, how did you feel about it?
This time I was trying not to judge myself because I know, you know, I've heard your message about whenever you do have failures, then try not to judge yourself.
And did you judge yourself?
A little bit, because I want to be successful with this rebirth process, but it's, you know, it's going to be more difficult than it's difficult. So.
And why do you say it's difficult?
Because I don't seem to be able to stop getting angry easily, or it's. I don't know if it takes effort, or I know another part of your message is I'm not in control.
Right.
And I'm going to have to turn over control to the Holy Spirit, and yeah, but that needs to happen.
And who are you?
You know, based on listening to you before, I can, and I'll tell you some words, and I don't know if I for sure believe them, but I'm. At my core, I'm just some kind of a spirit that's been tossed into this body.
And are you doing it? Are you practicing being present?
Yes, sir. But I have difficulty with that, but yes.
And what type of difficulty you have with that?
Like you talk about where if it happens a million times a day and you just keep coming back to the present.
Yeah,
that it happens a lot, and sometimes I'll pull myself back and try to just have my sensory perception of what's in front of me.
Yes,
and then other times the thoughts just keep going.
And you say you're 50 something right now?
Yes, sir. 56.
How much?
56.
For 56 years, you've been living in your imagination, thinking that it was you. You've been believing thoughts, not knowing that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And you thought they were yours. Now you're waking up to the reality that they are not yours. And so by habits alone, you're going to be falling into them for a while. But when you find yourself thinking about the past or the future or word or whatever, just come back to wherever your body is. Bring your thoughts there. Be aware of where you are, what you're doing. And I promise you, the light will change that. It will destroy every thought that you have, and you will have no more thought except practical thought. They will come and go, but you won't live by that. They will go. All you have to do now is just, whenever you're caught up, come back to present. Be aware of where you are and what you're doing. And you are present with God.
Yes, sir. I think I'm making some progress on that.
And don't struggle with it, because there is no use to struggle with anything. The light will fight the darkness for you. The evil spirits will be fought by the light of God.
I do like the sound of that. I like that story.
And it's true, too. I promise you,
yes,
it's true. But
I believe it.
There's no use to fight anything. You are the observer. You're not the fighter.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to, you know, here in the near future, I'm going to make it to a men's meeting. Got to get this house sold and do a few little things, but I'm going to make it out there and meet you guys in person.
Right on. Well, you stay with it. Stay with the prayer. Stay present. And don't ever call those thoughts you again. There is no you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Jesse, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for your message.
Stay with it. And don't ever say, I am afraid, or I this and I that. There's no you.
Okay.
All right. I wish you well. Let me know how it goes, Craig.
We'll do it, Jesse. Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Buddy. Bye now. 888-77, Jesse. Let me go to Scott out of Colorado. Scott, you are on the air.
This is Scott from Colorado. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, man. Wow. Where you been?
Yep. I actually moved to Clinton, Iowa.
Oh, man. You like it better there?
Yeah, I do. And it's after Debbie passed away. I came out here to take care of my 94-year-old mama.
Oh, what the? And so you're doing well, though?
Yeah.
What is it
like
being married for so long and now you're not married? What's that like for you now?
I don't like it a bit.
You don't?
No.
And why not?
I don't. Because Debbie and I had a great marriage.
Yeah.
We raised two great kids, and I miss her very much.
And so you just miss her, not that you don't like not being married to her.
Oh, okay. Now, there's a good distinction. Yes, I'd say yes to that.
Okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Right on.
Amazing.
I'm glad to hear from you, man.
Well, when I call, I'm still going to say I'm Scott from Colorado because that's what you know me as. And I am from Colorado. I'm just in Iowa now.
That's right. That's right. Amazing. I got your letter, and I had meant to respond to your letter, but I forgot.
Oh, what letter? Did I send you a letter?
A long time ago.
Oh, okay, okay.
But anyway, I'm glad to hear from you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to call finally. It's been a while.
It has.
I listen, but I don't call all the time. So, but I prompted your question, the biblical question of the week, prompted my call today.
Did Jesus say you must accept Him as your Lord and Savior to be born again?
No.
And why do you say no?
Because Jesus came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, not for us, not for Gentiles. So everything he said was to Israel.
And so did he tell the Israeli people that you must be born again, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did he say that to the Jews?
Yeah, he said, you must be born again. Yeah.
But did he say, you must accept me as your Lord and Savior to be born again?
I don't remember those words. I don't believe he said that.
So why do the Christians say it all the time? They tell people that for years they've been telling people that. Why?
Well, he is your Lord and Savior as far as Him dying on the cross and forgiving your sins and being buried and rising again. In that context, He's our Lord and Savior.
No, but why do they tell the people in order to be born again, Jesus says you must accept Him as your Lord and Savior?
Well, like I just said, because He is our Lord and Savior in that context, that He died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and rose again.
I know, but He didn't say it. Why do they say it?
Well, He said it to Israel. What He said back then, what doesn't have anything to do with us today. Things changed when that was before the cross. Now we're living after the cross. Where the wall apart, where the veil of partition was torn, and everything changed. And then the Apostle Paul was saved on the road to Damascus, and he became our apostle. So we only have one apostle, the Apostle Paul, who was Saul of Tarsus, and everything changed. So that's why, you know, what happened in Jesus' day doesn't apply to us today. That's all for Israel.
Amazing.
All of it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is for Israel. It's Old Testament doctrine. It was under the law, and right now we're under grace. Big difference between being under the law and under grace.
Well, I appreciate your response to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I want to ask you a quick question, then I got to run, but I want to ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
What do you think about the people who say, and have you heard people say they're mad at the Jews because they killed Jesus? You ever heard that?
I have heard that, but
what do you think about that?
That's like saying we need to pay reparations because of slavery. It's like that had nothing to do with us. What in the world? People come up with all kinds of reasons to hate the Jews, though, you know.
I have never heard anything like that before. I'm mad at the Jews because they killed Jesus. I'm like, what the?
Yeah. What the? That's right.
Well, Scott.
All right, my friend.
It's amazing to hear from you, man.
Yep, I agree. It's amazing to talk to you, and I'll try to call more often. I really will.
Okay, absolutely. Take care now.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye, Jesse.
Okay. Amazing. Scott from Colorado. I want to play this for you really fast here. It's Female Monday. And this is an amazing story. Really amazing story. So if you are one of those mothers who stay at home, you don't want to be this kind of mama. I don't think, maybe you do, but I doubt it. This is from KSAT. On February 19th, a female was released from jail after she allegedly told her daughter to walk to an elementary school 19 miles away. Watch this.
All's quiet along Orpheus Way, but what happened at one home there in particular has people talking.
That's crazy.
James Newell's was shocked to hear the details behind the arrest of 35-year-old Lucia Cruz. According to the Bexar County Sheriff's Office, Cruz refused to take her daughter to school Wednesday morning and made her walk on her own. The report says the girl attends Carnahan Elementary, 19 miles from their far west Bexar County home.
Man, my kids barely walk down the street to take the bus. And I walk with them at that.
Newell says he would never dream of doing such a thing.
What? Man, I'm like, no. And then my wife would kill me.
The report says the daughter told deputies Cruz was passed out after drinking an entire bottle of wine the previous night. When she tried to wake her up in the morning, the girl says her mother told her she was on her own.
According to the report, the girl left home and made it about a mile away, all the way down to Highway 211. She would have ended up right about here. The witness told investigators that the girl was trying to get around cactus and weeds and ended up walking dangerously close to the road.
An online map shows if she had continued walking, it would have taken her about 7 hours to get to school. Instead, the witness got the girl to safety and drove her there. Deputies arrested Cruz, who has since bonded out of jail. We hoped to find her at home, but no one answered the door.
Yeah, of course, it's a whole bottle of wine. A wine hangover. I don't feel like taking you on your own today. What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. And it's going to get worse. According to the story, who drinks a whole bottle of wine in one night? And now you don't feel like taking your child to school. You're on your own, according to the report. And if you think that's bad, it's Female Monday. This is from Grok. And I want to hear what you think about this one as well. Sage is busy, huh? But the video captured, this video captured a heated family argument in England where a mother dialed emergency services on her 22-year-old son, claiming his right-wing online post incited radicalizations. I mean, indicated radicalization. The father escalated the situation by physically confronting and evacuating him, evicting his own son because the mama don't like it, according to the story. Watch this from X.
Radicalize. I'm not harming myself.
What's your concern with him in his room?
I'm a political commentator.
Really right wing. He's posting stuff. Oh my god. He's shouting at us. He's using too much.
This is so dramatic.
I'm so sorry.
You don't scare me, Dan.
Do I not?
No. What is wrong with you? Why are you assaulting me?
Do I not?
Why are you assaulting me? Why are you assaulting me?
Shut the f*** up, you parasite. I have brought you up for f***ing 20 years.
Let me leave.
What the f*** have you become?
Let me leave.
What have you become? Let me I want you to leave.
I'm leaving this house.
I want you to leave. I don't want you to come back.
I'm leaving right now.
I want you to go right now.
I'm leaving right now.
Oh my God, now he's filming.
No, I'm leaving.
That's amazing to me. What type of father would fight his children because the mother is bitching? Fake cry. You know when she's crying, she's lying, right? And the father attacked the son, according to this report, because the mother didn't like the fact that he had right-wing radicalization post, according to her. And the father, you know that's a beta. What a beta dad. A beta father. Who protect the mother? Nobody protect the children from the mother. When she's crying, she's lying. This is what's wrong with the world today. The men have made the woman their god, and the kids suffer the consequences of it. That man is angry and weak and pathetic. And I guarantee you that woman hates his weakness. What a sad way to live. It doesn't have to be that way, but it is. Protected her emotions. Don't you know the woman emotions are evil? There's no love in her. When she's crying, she's saying she's evil and protect evil, and the father does it. She all up there, according to the report, calling the emergency and crying and carrying on, and they supposed to come running. I'm glad that boy left, if he left, and if it's true. Leah is out of New Jersey. Oh, it's Lee, not Leah. It looked like Leah. Right, but it's Lee. Lee, you are on the air. Oh, I'm at the wrong line. Hold on, Lee.
Okay.
Lee, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Lee.
I guess my statement falls in line with, I guess, your previous video. Okay. The reason why I was calling, I was listening to you say to a previous caller that you had never heard that the Jews kill God and that's why people should hate the Jews.
No, I didn't say I didn't never heard that the Jews killed God, Jesus. I know that they did, but that's not why they should anyone should be hating the Jews. They said they hate the Jews because the Jews killed Jesus.
Well, that's what I was calling about. That was from what I have studied. That's what and what other people of the Jewish faith had told me, that that was part of the reason that Hitler was so successful, because they had a strong denomination of Lutherans in Germany at the time. And one of his tactics was to say that the Jews killed Jesus, and using that verse where they said, let it fall on us and our children or whatever, as a reason for some of their harsh treatment to the Jews. And also, I guess last year there was a pretty good documentary on YouTube that talked about not Jesse Jackson, not Jesse Owens at the Olympics in Germany, but the other African descent that were also at the Olympics at that time, and how they were treated, which was pretty nice, they said, by the German people. But what I wanted to say, what surprised me, was when they had the opening ceremony that they walked in, and the whole crowd erupted singing the Hallelujah chorus. So these people really thought that they were being led by God. And
do you believe
look at their
that,
treatment.
Do you believe that the Jewish leaders killed Jesus?
I believe that Herod was responsible for killing Jesus, and some of those people that put him up for it to be crucified, yes. I believe that those people did it. I don't know about anybody living today that did it.
Do you believe the Jewish leaders killed Jesus?
I believe that Herod was responsible. Ultimately, he was in charge.
But was it because of the Jewish leaders?
It was because of some of their accusations.
And
their
do you
desires.
Think the people should be mad at the Jews for killing Jesus?
No, I don't think they should. That nobody's alive that killed Jesus. But what I wanted to say about the video that you showed with the mother and the father and the son, we don't know what that son was posting. He could have been posting Hitler-like comments, and the mother and the father wasn't going to stand for it. So until we know what he was posting, you can't say the mother's evil for asking him to leave.
The mother is evil for that. The mother's evil for crying.
We don't know what he posted. What is he saying? Kill all Jews.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, the mother, when she cried, you know, that alone knows that she's lying. And then the father, instead of correcting the mother, he goes after the son, angry like his mother. Where's the love in that?
The love is, I'm not going to allow my son to post, for instance, hate Jews, kill all Jews.
But you don't know what he posted.
That's what I'm saying, and neither do you. So
right,
you
but
can't
I know
say that the mother and the father was
she,
wrong.
He posted that
you can't say the mother and the father were wrong, because if he's posting
something
evil. I don't
care what he posted, they both were wrong for being angry.
Then they're saying, you can't live here and be in my house. No, you got to go.
They could say that if they want, but they're still wrong and evil for being angry. They were not showing love to the son at all.
I think they were by saying, we're not going to tolerate this.
Where is the love in the anger?
The love was, I don't want to do this,
where
but I
is
have
the
to.
Love in the anger?
He said, the Bible says, be angry and sin not.
Where
so anger
is the
isn't
love?
Wrong.
Where's the love in the anger?
The love is because you are my son. You are not
where
going to live
here. Where
is
the love in the anger?
You are my son. You are not going to live here.
Where is the love in the anger?
That. The love is, I'm not going to allow
where's the
you
love
to
in
live
the anger?
In my house and post that. For instance.
That man should have been telling that woman to shut up and go sit down.
No, he shouldn't have.
Hold on, Leah. Let me take a break. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on Pews.net. Be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. African dance to that song. Isn't that Africa? Oh. Black excellence. What?
Yes, that's African.
Thank you. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report coming up at the top of the hour. The and after that, from a 9 to 11, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Check out this past Sunday, Fellowship. Amazing. RebuildingAMan.com/church. And thank you for your support. Let me go quickly back to the busy phone, back to Lee. Hey, Lee.
Hey.
Who was wrong? The boy that was accused of posting whatever he posted, or the father and the mother who were angry and yelling and carrying on?
I don't know, because I don't know what he posted.
Is it? I don't care what he posted. Is it ever right to be angry?
The Bible says, be angry and sin not. You can have righteous anger.
I don't care what he posted. Is it ever right?
So you are going against the Bible. Leah, you're saying never be angry.
Leah, is it ever right to be angry?
The Bible says be angry and sin not.
I'm asking you one more time.
And since I obey the word of God, I'll say yes.
So God wants you angry.
Not all the time, but the Bible says you can be angry and sin not.
So God wants you angry sometimes.
When Jesus overturned the tables in the temple, was he angry?
Leah, God wants you to be angry sometimes?
When Jesus overturned the tables
in the— I'm asking you a question. Does God want you to be angry sometimes?
The Bible says it's— okay, listen to what I'm saying.
Leah, one more time. Does God want you to be angry sometimes?
Yes.
Okay, and so why he said never trust an angry person? An angry person is evil.
That's an angry person. That's a person that's angry all the time.
But if you're angry sometimes, you're an angry person.
No, you're not.
Amazing.
I'm not an angry person. I can get upset at
things,
but I'm not
an angry person.
Oh, I'm not.
Darling. Oh, no. You are an angry person. Boy, sure.
You don't know me, so how can you judge?
I know you're an angry person.
How?
Because you just stood up for anger. Which is evil.
I said the Bible said be angry and sin not. I did not. I don't know what that young man posted. I'm not saying that.
You just said the Bible said be angry and sin not.
Be angry and sin not. And yes. Can you answer my question? Was Jesus angry? He overturned the tables in the temple.
No, absolutely.
Why wasn't he?
No, and without a doubt.
Why wasn't he?
Because there's no anger in Jesus. There's only anger in Satan.
Why did he say, you have made my temple, my father's temple, a den of thieves? And he was angry when he did.
No, he was not angry.
Yes,
but
he
I
was.
Understand that you believe that, so stay with it. But I got to run. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Timothy. Thank you, Lee, out of Missouri. Tim, you're on
Hello.
The air. Thank you, Lee. Hold on to your anger.
Can you hear me?
No.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
No, I can't hear you now. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Peterson.
Hello, Tim.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Mr. Peterson, I got a question. I was born in the early 70s, and I was a small kid in the late 70s and so forth. And I just want to know from your standpoint, what's happened to our country in the last 50 years?
The men have allowed the women to take over.
Can I say something on that?
Yes.
Those very thoughts have come to me in the past, and people have told me I was wrong for thinking that.
And did you believe it when they said that?
Well, it kind of made me. I kind of felt oppressed about it. You know, all these years, every time people would tell me, I would speak my mind, and I would say those things. Certain people would make me feel oppressed.
And why would you get oppressed behind that? That's because they disagreed.
Well, as I've gotten older, I think it's condemnation from them.
How old are you?
You know, I'm 52.
And so what do you mean by condemnation from them?
I believe that they were just condemning me for, you know, it probably wasn't them. It was probably the devil working through them.
It was
condemning them. Me.
Yeah.
That's right. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood.
Right. Are you a first-time caller?
It's not. I've called you one time before.
Why don't you drop your anger so you can never be depressed again?
I have. I've learned to do that. God has actually helped me. Jesus Christ has actually helped pull that seed of bitterness that was in me for things I went through. Because I used to let people pick on me when I was younger, and then I started beating the brakes off of them when I got in high school and taking up for myself. But I've learned how to do that without fighting now, you know, spiritually.
Have you forgiven your mother?
My mother was a great mother. My dad was a great dad. I went through nothing with them. They were great parents.
So your mother was perfect?
There's the Bible. There's nobody perfect. But
how about your mother? How about your mother? Was she perfect?
She was perfect to me. For me,
was she perfect?
As a mother, she was perfect. No, she wasn't perfect.
And what was she? Give me two examples of her not being perfect.
Well, for one, she was a human.
And what the other?
We all have imperfection.
And what was the other? What was her imperfection?
Her imperfection probably. She hooded over us very carefully. She probably went out of her way to protect us.
You said she did what?
I used to call her Mother Hubbard as a joke.
And why did you do that?
She done it to protect us, and there was a lot of things that we didn't get to do as kids because she didn't want us to get too deep in society.
Why would your father let her do that to you?
Well, we still got to do things, but like going to certain parties and stuff, she wouldn't let us go to like parties.
Why would your father let her stop you from going to a party?
Well, it was because they were afraid of the drinking and the drugs that were involved.
And so did you forgive your mother for stopping you?
No, I'm glad.
Did you forgive her for being so controlling?
She did it now because I look back and see some of my friends that got tied into people, and some of them are dead now because of the.
Come back to your phone.
Can you hear me now?
I can, yes. And so you don't need to forgive your mother for being too protected?
No, I don't. I don't.
It made you weak, though, when she did that.
Well, it made me probably a little bit.
But if she had not done that, you would not have been weak any bit.
Yeah, maybe. But
No, you would not have been.
But she was a great mother to me. She fed me. She took up for me.
She was supposed to do that. She wasn't doing you a favor. That was her responsibility to feed you, but not take up for you.
Right. She raised me in church. They both raised me in church.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Huh?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Did she raise me in church?
Yes.
How come?
Because it weakened you. That's what mothers do. They screw up the kids, and then they take them to church.
So what was she supposed to do?
Cook and feed and clean the house and keep you, be there for you when you get home. And your
she did all that, too.
I know, but she was too controlling. Okay. She was too protective.
She was protective. I will give mother that. She was protective.
And that's evil. Because she did that out of fear, not out of love.
Okay, she did it out of fear.
Yeah, and that's why
she didn't realize it.
Right.
You think maybe because some of the things that she went through in life maybe caused that?
100%.
See, I was the protective over my kids, but I let my kids do things. But I let them do things. Probably I let them do more.
Because your mother traumatized you. You said, I'm never going to treat my kids the way my mama treated me like that. She was too protective. Will you forgive her for that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. 100%.
Right on.
I love Mama. Mama's gone now. Mama died when she was 51 years old back in.
How about your father?
He's alive. Dad's still living.
Have
he's
you forgiven him for not protecting you from your mother?
Well, yeah, he was a great father. You know, he worked and taught me to work.
Have you forgiven him for not protecting you from your mother?
Oh, yeah.
You told him?
Well, no, I mean, I haven't.
Why not? Why have you said, Dad?
Because that's never crossed my mind, to be honest with you.
Oh, ask him why did he protect you from your mother. Well, see what he says.
Well, I may do that one day.
He's going to say, I can tell your mama what to do. You know how your mama is. I can tell her what to do.
Now, daddy, he would let me do more.
Of course.
Mama, you know, mama just, you know, she did it out of good intention, you know.
No, she did it out of control.
Well, that's true, too.
And that control is not good intention.
But I'm trying to get understand the church deal. You don't think she should have took me to church?
No.
Where was I supposed to do?
She should have been a living example of love. Your mother had no love.
Well, she did. She loved me.
If she loved you, she would not have been controlled overbearing like that.
I think it was out of just her not understanding. Probably.
It was. Absolutely. She resented her mother for doing that to her, and she passed it on to you because that's all she knew because of what was done to her.
Our mother did. She did have some resentment toward her mother, my grandmother.
See?
But it was for other things.
Right. She resented them, so she had no love. And that's why she couldn't raise you guys with love. She only had hate.
So I'm trying to get the church deal. Aren't you supposed to take your kids to church?
No. You're supposed to be a living example for them. And when they grow older, if they want to go to church, they'll go voluntarily. Not because you're in the darkness and feel guilty about screwing them up. Now you want to get them saved.
But God created the family before he created the church.
Well, the family, the man is the church.
And you can teach that at home.
Right.
And I did that. We did that. But we also went to church and the kids went with us.
Amazing. Are you married?
Yes, sir. I'm married. Been married for 27 years.
Does your wife obey you?
For the most part, until I do something, until it's unbiblical. If it's not biblical, she won't.
So does your wife obey you?
Yes, sir.
And who decides if it's biblical or not?
Let me reverse on that. She respects me.
But does she obey you?
just like I do her. Because the Bible says we become one when we get married.
Does she obey you?
Yes, sir.
You said sometime until unless it's not biblical. Who decides if it's not biblical? Your wife or you?
If I tell her, well, it'd be me. Because if I tell her, if I tell her to go out here, because you know I'm visually impaired now. My eyes have failed me, but in the last 2 years, I had an eye disease hit me. So if I tell her to go write a check for $1,000 to do something stupid, she's going to question me on that.
But why would you even bring up something like that? You would never do that.
I wouldn't. That's just an example.
So, no, that's terrible. You're not supposed to make up ifs like that.
Okay, well, I'm just using an example. Now, we don't do that because she
I know, but don't do that. Don't make up false examples.
Okay.
What a mess.
I'll try to work on that. You know, she got onto me for the same thing. them scammers will call me, and I'll make up stuff to call them. And I'll make up a scenario to tell them on the phone, you know.
She'll
tell me to quit making up stuff because it ain't right. Just hang up on me.
Just hang up.
But we live a pretty good life. We got three kids and we've been married 27 years.
All right.
I had a bump in the road that hit me back when I was in my early 40s. My vision started failing me, but I'm getting through it. Jesus is getting me through it. You grow in the valley.
Right on. Well, Tim, call me again. I got to run because of time. Call me again.
I will. Thank you, Mr. Peterson.
All right, buddy.
God bless you.
You too. Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Julia, out of first time caller out of Northern California. Julia, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Julia.
Happy 36th birthday.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again?
No, definitely not.
But where did that come from?
John 14:6 is a farewell to the disciples. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
So where did the Christian get this idea, the religious people get the idea that you must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior to be born again? And they tell that to everybody. Why do they do that if Jesus didn't say it?
Because it's a way of control and scaring people to do what they want so they can keep the money rolling in.
Amazing.
I always heard that, and I've remembered that scripture, but I really never thought why it was said. And people don't ever question it. They listen to what their preacher says or their pastor, and they do what they say.
And the thing about it, whenever people do that, nobody get born again when they say that. When they go and do that, they're never born again.
No. Amazing. No, I wasn't. I've been baptized by I don't know how many different religions, maybe three. And
go ahead.
Never going within and being still and knowing God.
Yeah.
And I have never been at more peace in my life at 62 and knowing God and being still has only benefited me. Not listening to the thoughts.
Yep.
And basically, they're bringing... being programmed by listening to what they say and not researching where it comes from, yeah, and why they're saying it and what the difference is. The Bible is a Bible. That's it.
Right on. Julia, thank you. Because of time, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
And happy birthday. Looking forward to many more.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you so much.
You have an amazing day, everybody.
All right, you too now. Let me go to Gigi. I believe it's Gigi. A first-time call out of Washington State. Gigi, you're on the air.
Oh, great. I'm happy.
Hey, Gigi.
How are you doing, Mr. Jesse?
All is well.
Great. Right, so I'm actually calling to, you know, say that I think it's high time that, you know, men begin to lead, you know, this country. Because, you know, I do understand and I know that, you know, women are emotional thinkers. You know, a lot of things happen and then they think emotionally and not logically. And this would affect a state or country if, you know, being run by a woman.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that women are bad. Of course, you know, they're loving, they're protective. But, you know, when emotion gets in place, it would ruin the country. And we need men who are great thinkers, because so many men are not great thinkers.
Yeah.
You know, we need men who are great thinkers now to begin to run this country. Otherwise, it will go in shambles. You know, we see what people like, you know, what I call her name, say Jasmine, and you see
Jasmine
how, you know, she reacts. Yeah, how she reacts. I mean, she's a good lady, but our intentions may be right, but her emotions, you know.
Her intention is not even right.
Well, I mean, if you're in the Democratic Party, most of the time your intentions are not right. So, yeah, I think I agree with that.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I think, you know, people like you need to start talking, especially to men who are growing these days, the younger generation. You know, a lot of them are becoming females, unfortunately, and it's sad.
You're not going to have the spirit of their mother. That's why they must be born again of the father.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That I agree. Completely agree. And
Gigi,
please go ahead.
I want you to call me again. I'm looking at the clock and I'm running out of time here. Will you call me again? I appreciate your input.
Absolutely.
Call me again.
Of course.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Super.
Super chats.
Over on Rumble, Cock and Gator 5, I'm a white mom raising a biracial son. I've been told by liberal white women that my son needs to have black people in his life. Jesse and others like him are who I point my son to. Thinking emoji black person.
Don't let people tell you that. Your son don't need to have black people in his life. Your son needs to see the light in the mother and the father, and he'll be just fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Cock and Gator 5 on Rumble.
Yeah.
Very nice. Isaiah W., good morning. Biblical question?
Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again?
No, Peter did.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Walking Roscoe, got to say that Noah's description of rhinos was very funny. Noah, a caller from the first hour, I believe. Who has a picture of John McCain in their bathroom? Scrunched face laughing emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Oh, hour two, I guess it was.
Yeah.
Roy M., church yesterday was awesome. This fellowship is real and not someone hollering and putting out an act behind the pulpit. But I do understand and don't resent those who do. All the best.
Right on. Stay with us. Amazing. Thank you.
2 coffees from Hannes. Happy 36th anniversary to Bond.
Thank you.
When Massa says, you super chat, we say, yes, Massa, we super chat.
When my Massa said, he sick, I said, yes, Massa, we sick. Amazing. Thank you.
Ewan C., men calling on Female Monday. What the? Many thanks for your great coffee, Jesse. God bless you and your team.
The coffee is amazing. Check out of that jesseleepeterson.shop. Also, everybody can call on Monday. It's just that we take the ladies' calls first on Mondays. Amazing. but it's for all. Thank you.
And pardon if I'm butchering your name, Ewan or Ewan. I don't know how to pronounce it, even though I've seen it before. Thormod says, thanks, Jesse. Just got a ticket going 80 in a 45 listening together. Wall going up. Totally worth it.
Oh, the wall going up. You going 80 miles going down. The last time I see him, he was going north, 90 miles an hour. Amazing. Thank you.
Sky Daddy 44444. Just Charles from Cincy. Long time no talk, JLP. Glad to see you doing well. You look vibrant and healthy. Keep it up. Strong arm. All the glory to our Father.
That's right. Amazing. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin. Mama said, knock you out. Father to his own son.
I know. What a mess. Mama said, knock you out. He gonna yell at his own son because the mama's crying. When she's crying, she's lying. You can bank on that. Amazing.
Lori with a biblical question answer.
What did Jesus say? You must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again.
No, Jesus never said that. Evil says that to keep people stuck on Jesus instead of going all the way back to God.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents on you.
Keith White, doing the silent prayer only at night is like locking the door when the intruder is already inside your house.
I rest my case. Wow, amazing. Absolutely.
Mark Lures, it's a lie. Hit the lure. Never condemned the Jews, just the deep state destroying his country. But the lie was stronger than the real words of their specialist leader of the time.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin, Lee is level 2. Anger slay of in her mama anger. Nice.
Don't blame Leah. She can't see. She mean well. Amazing. Thank you.
Moses P. LOL. She said the Bible says gotta stop talking and hear first all the cackling. Laughing face with tears coming out.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Aries 1, Kid Combo 1, Taking Care of Business, and the rest of the D-Live crew.
Shout out. Thank you.
Eric, 5 coffees. Women don't grow up. They grow old. Wow.
Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all. Appreciate them.
Thank y'all so much. Amazing. Female Monday. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay present. Always. Know where you are and what you're doing, and you'll be fine. Really, stay present. The Hate Report coming now, then the Anchor Baby. To the callers and everybody, I'm out of time. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.